I promise you one thing, man. This show is going to be on time. It's going to be on time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. Welcome back. And we're here and we're on time and we're doing our duties. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is the adorable one herself. She's back. Not black. It's Tifflebot.
Ooh. Wow. Wow. I don't even know what to say. Hi, everybody. That was... You guys, I know it's because I was looking at my fucking phone. So he was like, I'm going to make her look.
And pay attention to all the hype that is Fans of Patrol. Hey, we got a pretty good show for you guys. So, man, you know, we do have a news story, something minor to talk about. So we wanted to talk about that. But we're doing a list this week, man. We're doing and when animals attack. Y'all remember that stuff? I used to have all those little videos, Tiff. You know, those little TV shows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, I love to tell everybody what we're fucking doing, like, behind the scenes, because I think it does lend a little bit of more ridiculousness. Poor Montego, but he's like, okay, make an animal attack movie list of your top five. And, you know, it's hard to remember all the movies that have had that are about animal attacks, or except for the big ones. So, like, we Google to see which ones, just to, like, kind of start your brain process. Well, whatever. I accidentally just Googled animal attacks. Just animal attacks. And so all these returns were just really violent animal attack videos. And I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Blood, guts, and teeth, and fangs, and shit, and claws. And like,
so yeah, not only do I remember when animals attack, I also just recently had a near running experience with it, because people are still posting that shit.
Oh, Jesus. Ugh.
Anyway. It was like one of the top ones was like, top 10 worst things you've ever seen.
Oh, my like, God. No. Elephant stumps the shit out of a little kid
in
the village.
Here's the thing. And a lot of videos on the internet, they're like, no one was harmed. I think those videos are like, I guarantee someone was harmed.
You just put that shit so it could go on the internet.
No. I mean, I think that people aren't opening it unless they get a guarantee that people are getting hurt.
Yes. It's so rough looking. So, but we are doing top five animal attacks in film.
Yeah, I think they're going to be very similar lists.
I bet you they won't be. I guarantee you that.
You piece of shit.
The pieces of shit is where I shine. Anyway, man, the middle section, man, speaking of animals. So, you know, they released Lord of the Rings, Tiff. You know?
They did.
So we took a look at it. We're going to give us, you know, we're going to do a one shot on episode one.
Wait,
man.
What? No, we did the, I thought we did the, we didn't do Lord of the Rings.
No, not Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry. What's the other one?
Thank fuck. I was like, I did not watch Lord of the Rings.
You watch House of the Dragon.
Dragon Show. Hey, I was like, oh my God. Listen, I was so excited.
Same goddamn thing. Same goddamn thing. Who cares?
I have a panic attack that I watched it for no fucking reason.
Right. No.
My precious hours on this earth.
We're doing House of the Dragon episode one, man. Yeah, that's my fault. Look at me. My mind's drifting. Hey, y'all, full disclosure. I went and worked out this morning at this place, and it was like 90 minutes of complete like insanity. So I'm like, just like, please, just can I go to sleep? But I'm good for the show.
Full disclosure, I rolled my ass out of bed. And I'm not even wearing real pants.
Oh, shit. That's the mystery that people would be thinking about for the rest of the show. Oh, shit. You got some of the guys like,
very few of them.
Can I you're going to get over and make a mistake?
So the three people who are potentially.
Oh, you got some fans, Tefobot. You got some fans. So what's the House of the Dragon, right? So the main topic, man, is Idris Elba and the Beast, released about a week ago.
Idris Elba and the Beast.
The Beast, man.
That's the full title.
Yeah. So we went to the theater just the theater to check that out. And well, I can't wait to talk about this one, man. You know, got a good, great actor, and we got some, you know, claws, fangs, and shit. You know, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, saying all that, Tiff, are you ready to roll?
Has it not been apparent this whole time?
Okay, put your drawers on. Let's go. We are back, and it's time to get it on. But before we roll 100%, let's get some social media time on the books.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were taking a break. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub, or you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com, or you can get us on our social media, which is @fansofpatrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can check out our TikTok, which is fansofpatrol0, Fans of Patrol and the number 0, which I always do this and it seems inappropriate.
Zero.
Or you can check out our YouTube and our Patreon, which we would really appreciate. And then, of course, it's my favorite listening platform.
Yeah, man. So we had some fresh stuff on the Patreon. I put on it last week. I got a video of me and Smooth talking about the horrible Resident Evil. Go check that out.
Oh, you loved it. It's your favorite.
No, I didn't.
You do love to hate it. You can't stop talking about how much you like it.
It stuck with you. That's for sure. Especially.
So go to the Patreon if you want to hear Montego just get really... So if you want to hear Montego be me, I think.
It's pretty
accurate. Go ahead and head to...
It's pretty accurate on this one.
the Patreon. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you want to hear that, just pay the dollar and then cancel. You still get it for the rest of the month.
Don't cancel it. So...
Cancel it. Here's the thing. You guys, we have so few Patreons. Just whatever. Just fucking do it. Who cares?
Don't do it. Anyway, we're getting another show on there today. So, yes, we're trying to get back
Val
here.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah. So, man, we're going to do a list. And this list is when animal attacks in film.
I'm sorry. I know. It's a really stupid list.
It's pretty good, I think. So, because it's, you know, we got animals attacking and with Lord of the Rings. I mean, not Lord of the Rings, with House of the Dragon. We got animals attacking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five being the...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five being the least favorite and one being the favorite. So let's get this kicked off, man. All these animals attacking everywhere on our show today. So number 5, Tiff, of when animals attack on film.
Okay, so... This number 5 is not necessarily my least favorite.
Okay.
But I kind of put it on the list as a cop-out because I guess I haven't really seen as many When Animal Attack movies as I thought.
Gotcha.
So I said Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Which I feel like needs no kind of introduction, but it felt kind of like a, I don't want to say cheat because they're not real. But that's the thing, though, is that like if there was a movie in which obviously like – Other movies where the animal isn't real, it was difficult. So I was like, I'm just going to put it down.
Yeah, I stayed away from that because my mind was going into all kind of dragon films and
but
stuff.
But they are real. But the thing about this is that dinosaurs are real. They're just not around anymore.
At one time, yeah. I get you.
So it's like, I don't know. I do agree. It was kind of a cheat answer. We really don't need to talk about Jurassic Park. We talk about it all the time. Good movie. We all understand.
All right. I'll allow it, McCoy. We'll move on.
Thank you. It was hard to get 5.
So, my number 5 is Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant.
Oh, see, I've never seen The Revenant, but I heard that I heard there was sex with a bear.
No, that's what you said when we looked at the clip.
Does he not fuck the bear?
No,
he does. Woo. Yes, he does. Because we looked it up on the Wikipedia. Yes, no. I will do this fucking shit again. I will do it again. Yes, he fucked the bear. No. Or the bear fucked him.
It was horrendous.
He did fuck. So you're saying it did happen?
He got chewed up by that damn bear.
But did the bear fuck him?
No. There was none of that.
Let's go to Google. Did the bear fuck Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant?
Look at her here, y'all. She's just going down this rabbit hole.
I've never seen this movie, but it is what I believe about this movie to be true. Leonardo DiCaprio.
The bear.
Does the bear fuck Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant?
The bear... shredding him.
Listen, I swear to God, we did this before. In case you missed it earlier today, the esteemed blah 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 siren Ernesto Leonardo DiCaprio is raped by a bear.
He's not raped by the bear.
It says that in GQ magazine. GQ magazine.
They say rape like he was just like
no, they
ravaged.
Are not.
He was
no,
ravaged.
They're not.
They should have said ravaged by a bear.
He was
ravaged.
Says rumor.
Yeah, that was bullshit. He was ravaged.
Russ spoke up about the shocking bear attack and Oscar heavy hitter The Revenant after early reports claimed,
Yeah, if you never...
That is you... Oh, my God. You guys.
If you've never seen the movie...
I'll never see the movie.
It's... Wow. It's a
I don't want to now. I mean, not that I want...
It's brutality.
I don't want to see that. I'm just saying I'm disappointed by the lie.
No, it's a brutality and nobody... I don't know where that shit came from.
The director said it!
Oh, boy.
I don't know. So that, try to entice people into seeing his weird movie.
So that's my number five, y'all. The bear attack and The Revenant. It lasted forever. It wasn't like a quick thing that happened. It was like the bear just kept going at him and at him and at him and at him and at him.
Well, I'd say that's a bear attack movie. But what's the movie really about? Isn't he just lost in the woods?
He goes out and really quick. He goes out. He's a frontiersman and he has a half native son and some racist bastards being white people. Killed his son because one guy thought it would be fun and like left him out there dead. And then his whole thing was like, you know, surviving to go kill this dude, you know, and it was all kind of stuff going on along the way, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was so the bear is incidental. It's not the whole plot.
It just happened to happen. But that attack had to be about, shit, maybe 5 minutes of screen time. It was ridiculous.
That's a lot of bear content.
Yeah, it's a lot of bear content.
So.
Number four.
Number four.
Mm-hmm.
My number four is Anaconda.
Yeah, see, that would never be on my list.
Oh, what? I swear to God, I love Anaconda. It is so bad good. It's like I swear to God, if you said right now, we're turning the podcast off, we're going to watch Anaconda, I'd be so happy.
Really? I've never enjoyed that movie.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
You got, John Voight still in the role of a Spanish man, you know, in that movie.
Yes. And then there's the... Owen Wilson, isn't it? Right?
Ice Cube, Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. But Owen Wilson dies very quickly because he wasn't famous then.
Is it Jennifer Affleck now? You know, it was been some shit happened over the weekend.
Oh, no. Back then it was Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. Back then it was Jennifer Lopez. Yeah.
They might. I mean, I think maybe he took her last name.
Did he?
Ben Lopez.
No,
I don't fucking know. I just think she wears the pants. I mean, it's really clear.
Well, that's probably what he needs.
Jennifer, and Mr. Lopez.
Yeah, there we
that's
go.
That's how they're introduced when they walk in the room.
So, what was the movie again that you said? Anaconda. Yeah, Ice Cube.
It's a good movie. I mean, it's not good.
No,
it's fun. No. It's very fun. It goes down easy.
Who was the guy's name? Mateo. Mateo is going to watch you. Mateo is going to be, he's going to take care of everybody. Mateo was like looking at everybody like he was going to rape the men and the women. You know, you're just like, what's going on with Mateo?
My favorite part of the movie is when the face is like pressed against the snake body because it's in there.
Oh.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your number four? Impress me.
My number four is 1997's The Edge starring Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin.
Now this, you're doing good classy movies.
No, this movie was holy shit. It was all about a bear and these two dudes. I think they went down in a helicopter crash and this bear got like a. It was three guys at first. Well, the black.
Is this a true story?
No.
Oh,
but this bear was three. It was three guys. It was that guy that was from Oz that was in the Matrix, the black dude with the dreadlocks. People know who I'm talking about. And it was the three of them, but the bear got his ass quick, and it was terrible.
The bear got his ass.
And then they spent the
rest... You love bear movies.
Well, no, I'm afraid of bears, but this movie was really, 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 really good. This bear stalked them from the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie, and it was just intense. If you've never seen it, that movie's intense, man. You know, The Edge. I loved it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's very funny because you are afraid of bears, right? But they are in a lot of your in your best Animal Attack movies. And I will say that with the one I'm about to say now, you'll know that this creature makes an appearance a lot because I'm afraid of them, which is Jaws, because I am terrified of sharks.
Really?
Yes. So number three, and it's not the quality of this movie, which I think would probably be number one in quality.
Oh, hell yeah. Without a doubt.
I say this as, and I watch Jaws often.
Yeah, me too.
But the other two that are on my list, I will watch more often just because probably they're easier to consume.
Yeah.
Because Jaws is kind of like more of a real film.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy about Animal Attacks with Jaws is that the dumbass people keep getting back in that water.
Well, I mean, I would. I'm terrified of sharks, and I'd still get in the water, if that happened.
No, but he's actively attacking on your tiny ass little island, and I'm like, I think I'm going to sit out this July 4th, Mom.
Summer is only so long.
I'm going to miss the water this summer, Mom. There's shit going on. People getting mauled and chewed up and eating boats and shit, and nah, I think I'll sit this one out, Mama. You know, but no, let's go in the water.
I won't get in the ocean.
right. I don't know what to say about Jaws other than great choice. Classic.
It's on your list?
Huh?
It's not on your list?
It remains to be seen, right?
You're supposed to say when that we have a shared common one, right?
That's what we used to do. Now we don't do
that. Oh, I guess. Fuck them all. I didn't know we were changing the rules in the middle of the game. Go on, number three.
Number three, Stephen King's Cujo.
I've never seen Cujo.
Anytime you can take a fluffy, wonderful dog like a Saint Bernard who wouldn't harm anybody, a rescue dog, and turn him into this puss of claws and teeth and death and have everybody scared of them damn dogs. Nobody's adopted
them. Sad. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Cujo caught rabies and he kept these people pent in this car.
In the car, right?
Yeah, the whole movie. They got dehydrated and the damn dog just wouldn't quit. It was like, God damn, dog, go do something else. There's other shit out there to kill. But he just stayed with that mom and that little boy. Boy, it was terrible.
When I was in high school, I had friends, and I don't know if they heard it somewhere or if they – whatever, but if when people get mad, they would say, "Settle down, Cujo."
Oh, because the dog was.
I just I haven't thought of that in years.
Cujo was a pretty fearsome, you know.
Yeah, I don't want. Here's the thing. It's really kind of. I think the real thing about that is not so much that like. Dog, whatever, right? Because, like, you know, there's been lots of dog stuff that's kind of scary in movies.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, you can take this premise of, like, can you make being trapped in a car with what is normally something that you love?
Yeah. And turn it into terrifying. Make it terrifying.
Which is pretty, yeah, that's kind of the.
Yeah, he had made it creepy because, like, at the beginning, the poor doggy is a great doggy, but he gets bit.
Oh, of course.
He gets bit by a bat. Hence the rabies. Then that's when it happens. So it's not.
I mean, actually, start. Yeah. I mean, a lot of animals get rabies from bats.
Yeah. So your number two.
My number two is Crawl.
I knew that was going to be on your list.
I love Crawl. And I mean, I can't, like, the thing about Crawl is
it's a great movie
to watch.
It's a good
fun
movie
to
too.
Watch. Yeah. It's great to watch if you're like, if it's storming out, and you're like, gonna scare yourself, like you're gonna have crocodiles in your basement. But I will say that one of the reasons that this movie is on my list and would be on my list probably if it was a different list is that there's a scene in this movie where those people are robbing the gas station.
Oh, they get effed up.
And they get so I mean, and it's so well done because it's not like I like that the violence isn't necessarily over the top, and I also like that these people get killed in the way that it's done in the realistically, right? They're not like monster alligators or anything like that.
Yeah. Crocodiles. It was just a bunch of alligators.
And they pull them down and they drown them. That's what they do.
Oh my God. That dude over there is stealing honey buns. Out of all this shit to steal, you in there stealing honey buns.
And that's the last thing you did with your life.
Right. Shit. So that's an excellent, excellent choice. My number two, Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas and The Ghost in the Darkness.
Oh my God.
I love this movie, man. I mean, these goddamn lions scared the shit out of me when I first saw this movie, man. I'm like, oh God, they're just everywhere. And then it was two of them, and you're like, oh no. And nobody had brothers. A chance. Nobody had a chance to live. No. Wasn't a character in this movie. He was like, well, he's going to make it. I don't know who's going to make it, goddamn it.
I kind of thought that everyone was going to go, actually. So
The way the shit was going after a while, he was like, goddamn.
So, if you want to hear more about that, come on over to Patreon.
We're doing Ghost in the Darkness, man, comparatively to our movie The Beast.
The Beast.
Your number one, Tiff.
Deep Blue Sea, no shit.
I knew that was your number one choice.
That's why I was like, this one's going to be kind of obvious, but that's okay because I love this movie and I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah, I love the movie too. I can't front, you know.
I mean, watch that. I could watch that probably once a month.
Me too. You know what the thing about it is? I don't watch cable or network television. And so I miss out seeing it because, you know, that movie would always come on and you'd be like, oh, shit, I think I'm a, let's just watch this, you know?
Yeah, you like walk in the room and right. it's on. Right. And so you just slowly sit down.
See LL Cool J walking down the hallway with that bird on his shoulders. He's just like, oh, my God, watch this. Yeah, it's great shit.
It's so good. It's so scary.
Yeah, yeah. I love that movie, actually. My number one was Jaws.
I knew it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, there's no better beast attack movie in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's why I'm saying, like, if it was about pure quality of film, I would have put that at number one. But yeah. It was more about, like, what am I going to be doing on a Saturday? And it's probably watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So I did have one honorable mention, Tiff, and that was
go on.
Crawl. I really wanted Crawl on this list, but I really thought that...
You're being true to yourself.
Yeah, I was just saying that these movies I just thought was better. They were better films than... You know, especially where The Revenant got an Oscar. But I didn't like the movie. You know, when we did the movie on Fans of Patrol, it was just so, it made me feel miserable. This dude was going through so much shit. And I didn't like the way I felt watching this movie. You know, I was just like.
But you recognize it as being like a quality film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just like, I just want this shit to be over. You know, I was like, you know, oh my God. I was cold. He was cold. You know, I was just like, oh God. You know.
I'm done.
Yeah. So there we go, man. That was a pretty good list. Did you have an honorable mention, Tiff, or no?
I didn't. I couldn't even barely get to 5.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So there we go, man. Pretty slick list. More beasts than claws and teeth and pus to come, man. We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. All right, man. We're back. It's time to do a one shot. If this is your first time listening to the show. We do these from time to time. We like to play around. We're starting to play around on the whole damn show now, doing what we want to do all over the place. The format is kind of, the walls are dropping, y'all. But I guess after about 7 years, that's all right. So we're like the one shot, man. We examine it and see if this is something we believe that we're going to keep listening to or watching, you know, in the future. It's kind of a determination part. So this week we're doing... HBO Max's, soon to be HBO something, Warner Brothers something, House of the Dragon, the Game of Thrones prequel that everybody, their mother has been waiting for. There's been so many, so much marketing for months for this damn thing. And so it just, I wonder how much money they spent on marketing alone for this damn thing. So fans of Game of Thrones, very disappointed with the last season overwhelmingly for the most part. I still haven't watched the last season of Game of Thrones, Tiff, and I don't think I am because I just heard so much negative shit. I like the ending of this last season I saw, and I'm going to leave it at that.
You've created your own ending.
Exactly.
You've accepted an alternate ending.
Yes. The hell with ruining my bullshit because this has happened on other shows before. So, where we at here? House of the Dragon TV series 2022, TV mature. Of course, it's a great game of you in the booty.
Very mature.
Right. It's always somebody getting jammed in the ass. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like they figured out a way to jam it in there. Action, adventure, drama. House of the Dragon tells the story of the internal succession war within House Targaryen. I don't know if I said that right. Targaryen, right. At the height of its power, 172 years before the birth of Daenerys is that her name? Khaleesi.
Yeah, Daenerys.
Yeah, Khaleesi.
Here's the thing. Are you done with
yes,
that?
I'm done.
Because that's a lot, and I read the books, and I have no idea what you're talking about or what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's just complicated. Here's what the show should be about. 1,000 years before the events of Game of Thrones.
No, 172 years.
Or whatever. 173 years before the events of Game of Thrones.
72. Well, go ahead.
What? I am so sorry about the minutiae of this fucking number. Jesus Christ. You want to know who's in this goddamn show or what?
Yes, I do.
So, Patty Considine? Yeah, I can't say that. Considine.
I was
Considine.
That name too. Like, what the hell is that?
Whatever. I am so sorry. I can't say that. Matt Smith.
Longhead Smith. Go ahead.
Longhead. He looks like Mac tonight.
He does. Look how young and listen is like, what are they talking about? When the clock strikes.
He looks exactly like
him.
Yeah,
he do. He got a long hair. We said that when
he
was watching
I think we've talked about Morbius. I think we've talked about his likeness to Mac tonight before.
Yeah, I think we were watching Morbius and was like, man, that head, especially when they put them fangs in his mouth.
And also I just think he's just, more longer. He has here's the thing. still would fuck him. It's very bizarre.
Okay. All right. Who else is in this flick?
Okay, I'm so sorry. Emma Darcy. That's the princess. Reese Iffons. Mm-hmm. Steve Toussaint.
With that dumbass Heath wig Best. His head. Go ahead.
Sonoya Mizuno.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people I think that we haven't gotten to yet.
I think you need to say Millie Acock. Alcock. She's
who,
like
who dat?
The young princess. She's the one on the posters. The one that look like a little girl, you know.
No, I did say her name.
Oh, did you? I didn't hear you say Millie.
I am so sorry. Yeah. In this credits, it says Emma Darcy, adult, mm-hmm. / Millie Alcock, teenager. My apologies. Okay. Yes. She's probably the most important person to list. I think she's like the main character, is this little teenage girl, right?
Yeah.
That's how I felt when I watched it.
So, man, before we go any further, let's give it our one rating. One word. It's not called House of Chairs. It's called what? House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
My one word is no.
No. Pretty mm-hmm. definitive. Explain.
I just don't think it's necessary, and I don't care. And the whole time I was watching, I was just waiting for it to be over.
Oh, wow. That's pretty powerful.
I was like, I can't wait for this to be over.
Okay. My one word is boring. Boy, I was bored watching this.
Yeah, see, I think it's a very same sentiment. It started, and I was like, will this end, please? And here's the thing.
Go ahead.
You guys. The plot of, you think that we're saying that because the plot's complicated.
Let's hit the spoilers.
It is not complicated.
We're going
to
hit the spoilers. But yes.
There's some kings and queens, and of course they're all trying to squirt out babies, and of course that's complicated, and of course there's questions about who will be the next king, and blah, 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 who's insane, and blah, 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 blah. That's it.
Yeah, so they started out with that, you know, rites of passage, succession, and will it be the lady? It never been a lady. Will it be the dude? And... you know, first of all, I have some criticisms, right? Okay, because Game of Thrones have had brothers and sisters in it before. They was mostly slaves, and that sucked effing ass. But mm-hmm. you know, they got a brother in this thing. And why couldn't he just wear his natural hair, man? What was up with that white shit he was wearing? It was just so stupid. It was like I couldn't even take him serious. I couldn't take him serious. What?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we don't have shit like that. Look, this dude looks like me right now. He has a hairdo just like me.
But I think what they were like trying to say was that like he's a Targaryen, right? Which fine, but like if you
bullshit, just we don't need do that. That was terrible. That dumbass wig.
Here's the thing. No, here's the thing. Why would he have the same hair color? That doesn't necessarily make sense. He can still be a Targaryen.
And of course they had a dread locked up, and so which may look more mm-hmm. natural, but just that, it just looked dumb too. So let's move on away from the hair.
You're so bad. It's amazing.
It just looked
anyway,
dumb.
Anyway, it's a thing. Here's the thing. The show looks good, right? Because it looks like a high quality made show. No problems with that, you know?
Yeah.
The dragon looks great.
It does. I mean, I have no complaints about that. It just was. Here's the problem with the show so far. And maybe the second one will be better. Yeah, it was so boring. But it's almost like they dropped you. So the first Game of Thrones came on and they did shit to wow you. They showed you look, this is film quality. This is, you know, the cinematography is great. You know, we got creatures. We're going to show you some violence. You know, and we're going to get you pulled in. And then we're going to slowly introduce our characters into this world. We're going to introduce the world first. Well, this thing said, hey, they know the world. We're gonna be lazy and not introduce this world. When even though it's like, you know, in the past. I mean, yeah, in the past. And they just started introducing all these characters and all this Senate hearings and these meetings and council meetings and stuff. And you're just like... do I care?
Do you want to watch the most boring part of your job, but it just happens to be there's dragons?
Yes.
Yes. I also think part of my problem with this is like I kind of feel like they knew that it wasn't mm-hmm. like They knew it wasn't interesting.
Yeah.
So they tried to put in like a lot of like
hold
up. Game of Thrones is violence.
I know where you're going.
So they tried to put more violence in it. And I'm like, that's fine. I'm okay with violence. I have I have no problem with violence.
It was worthless.
Or a film. But I was like, you're putting that in here to try to trick me into thinking that it's interesting. I am for violence that serves the plot. So if your plot of your story is very, very violent and there happens to be violence in it, as extreme as it is, that's fine. Everything that you do has to service the plot. This felt to me like they were like, oh, we don't have enough going on here. Let's put a very violent birthing scene in here so that everybody just feels uncomfortable and can't say it's bad.
That wasn't even what I was thinking about. I was thinking about when the brother went out there to go do his little police duties and just started
murdering
people. Oh, and
Calderon's ding-dongs and
shit
off?
Yeah, I was like, this is bullshit. Y'all wanted to show, we still got the violence. That's how I felt with that scene.
And right, you're trying to prove something. Just, if it's going to be there, fine, right?
And then we're going to wedge in the screwing of the hookers and dog style, because that's what we do on the show. And I was like,
yeah,
we had to just throw that shit in there just to remind everybody where we at. And
it felt very much like remember this from Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Yes.
Here's the thing. You don't even need to do that, because the people who want to watch Game of Thrones are going to wait if you don't do that right away. And what you need to do is try to attract new people to watch the show.
Yes.
So if you're doing the thing that was the last thing, you're going to miss out on the people who you might catch with this whatever. You've already got those people. You're so fucking stupid.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. This felt so wedged in. So look at this. We're just trying to live, to make money off of the money that we made originally. And please watch this. And we're going to give you everything you want, but we're going to just, we don't really know what we're doing. The story is like so convoluted, but it's not. You know,
yeah, it's an easy premise, right?
Right.
There is a brother who wants to be king. He is crazy.
Right.
There is the other brother who is currently king wants to secure his legacy.
But he is dying with that little goop shit that was on his back that they couldn't identify. So he'll be dead soon, in my opinion. You know?
Right. And so they want to give and then that whole thing, it's kind of like, it's exactly the retelling of this whole thing, because the whole first show was about a woman taking the Iron Throne.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, I just fucking surprise me. I don't want to come here and see what I thought I could already see.
Hey, Tiff, I was the same way. I was like, couldn't wait for this to be over with. And it was like, I looked up and I was like, only 20 minutes in, and was like, damn.
That's how I felt. I was watching it on the patio in the morning, and I was like, bleh.
Like, shit, this got a long way to go.
So sometimes I have that experience of turning on your television, like for a show that you've like come to love or that you think you're excited about, and you're like, and you find out it's 35 minutes. She-Hulk, for instance.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that sucks, because you know that every experience you have afterwards is going to be limited to 30 minutes.
Yeah, I want more.
And the opposite is when you are agonizing. And
55 minutes.
I think it was an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, was it? Holy shit.
An hour and 10 minutes. You know what?
It was agony.
Learn to edit.
It was
cut it down.
It was total agony.
And here's the thing. But I know that it has promise, because there were parts of it that I was like, yeah, I think this part's interesting, or I think this could be cool.
I agree.
I liked the dragon funeral. I thought that was really cool. Obviously, the little girl's pissed at everybody, and she's a pretty good actress, and I thought that she was doing really well. But then you're like trying to...
I don't like the look of her face, though. She was every time
I saw
her.
Oh, I like her. She looks like a little rat.
She looks like a rat. I was like, okay.
I was like, ooh, my people.
I was like, I don't like this girl's face.
Me and this rat face girl be hanging out because I love her.
Hey, I did not like that rat face. I was like, oh, she's not attractive. I don't know. Anyway, I think we both can agree that this shit sucks, and I don't think they don't have me. I don't think I'll be watching anymore.
The fans on patrol stamped this shit sucks.
Oh, that's a Mark Ellis.
I think if we can both agree that it sucks, it probably fucking sucks.
That's a Mark Ellis Reagan's t-shirt right there, Jack. This shit sucks. Oh, shit. Oh, boy. So that's going to do it for House of the Dragon. We're going to get the hell out of here. I could talk about it even worse, but I'm just going to try, you know, respect the artists and what they're trying to do.
I know. I do think sometimes when people are listening to the show. So my boss told me once, he listened to the show, and I think he listened to a show where I went off for so long. He's like, I got bored of you guys talking about it. And I was like, whoa, ouch.
Hell with him.
Yeah, fuck you if you're listening now. Fuck you.
So anyway, man, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. saw this trailer about 3-4 weeks ago and was like, we want to see this. And 3 or 4 weeks later, it comes out, man. The Beast 2022.
3 or 4 weeks later, we did.
They did, right. 2022, rated R, 1 hour. A very well-earned rated R, I might add. 1 hour and 33 minutes. Lovely. Adventure, drama, horror. A father and his two teenage daughters find themselves hunted by a massive rogue lion intent on proving that the Savannah has only one apex predator, Tifobot. Movie stars.
Idris Elba, of course.
Of course, we discussed.
Because the movie title is Idris Elba and the Beast.
And the Beast.
So, Iyanna Haley.
Yep.
Leah Sava Jeffries.
Wow, good with that name, yeah.
And Charlton Copley.
Is that his
name?
It's
hard for me to say. Yes, I told you he had a weird name, and he is from South Africa.
Yeah, I know he's from South Africa. He was in District 9 and all. He was in one of your favorites.
And he was in Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry, and yeah, he's always in those movies. Oh, he was also in Elysium, which was also...
But in Hardcore Henry, he doesn't have a South African accent. He has a British accent.
Yeah, every all the other movies he does, so, you know.
Yeah.
Where are we at with this thing? So, yeah. So, before we go any further, it is time, always, for one word, Tip, what you got?
This is a hard one for me.
Yeah.
I want to say almost.
Wow. You got to explain that.
Everything's there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the acting is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. Plot, fine. But, like, while I was watching it, I mean, also I think that, you know, maybe my mood was affecting it. But I will say that, like, I just kind of felt like I didn't really, you know?
Really? My one word is brutality.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It was a lot of brutal shit happening here. But if I had to coin this movie... I would say that people ask me, did I see it? I'm like, yeah. They're like, what is it like? I was like, it's Jaws in the Jungle. You know, it was just like.
Jaws in the Jungle.
It like had its like low moments and its intense moments. And I was like, it just kept going.
So I mean, like, I would say it's not as good of a movie as Jaws.
Oh, no. Come on, that's Jaws.
But I can see what you're saying. Yeah. It's got like, it's not necessarily about the animal attack. It is. That's the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
But like. It's the movie's driving force is not necessarily that. It's like the change, the family, the stuff like that. So that's it lends it to be more of like a cinematic movie than like just a regular like beast attack movie.
Yeah, I have to say I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. I enjoyed it. It's just some things that happened right at the end that I have major criticisms of, but we'll get to that.
It's for me it was just that like I like didn't hate it. I just thought I guess nothing against the movie necessarily, but it just wasn't.
Mm. Okay, well, let's just spoil it so we can get into it. Movie starts. You got a family coming. Obviously, the Africa part of a family. Well, you know, these two teenage girls and the father.
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, man, the father really kind of reminded me of myself because these kids, they act like my kids. Like, I got one daughter who's like kind of a piece of shit, and I got another daughter who's like easygoing. And I was like,
do your daughters listen to this? Jesus fuck.
No, they don't. So I can say anything I want to say about them.
Jesus fuck.
Look, if you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit. But with the thing about kids is that they get better, they grow, and hopefully they won't stay in that, you know, moat. So,
okay,
you know, so he's going back to Africa, you know, thinking that he's would be for healing because we quickly determine that the mother died of cancer because the movie starts out with that weird dream sequence that he's having.
Yeah, which I never really understood what that was supposed to be. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was obviously like. Traditional, like
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, I was like, is he walking through with the ghost? Because that seemed like a ghost like trail thing. But then they were all women.
Yeah, but you know she was from an African tribe. Now,
right. So I don't know if like that it was that they were like I don't know what it was trying to say to me.
It was other than that.
Was it him finding peace with
it? Absolutely, it was. It was ancestry. You know, afterlife. And so,
but what about the men? Where were they? That's why I don't understand why there was only women.
Because his wife wouldn't be with a bunch of men because the cultures are divided.
But why was he there then?
Because they were taking him to his wife. That's why. So he was following the ladies to the wife. And it happened.
And then they would leave?
Yeah. It would just be the two of them. So, you know, that happens. He breaks out of it. They're in a, you know, the plane and the car. And they're going to go see this fella. But before all that happened, we get an excellent intensity animal attack that happens. Mm-hmm. So these guys, they pull up, you know, one of them got shades at night. One of them was a white man. And, you know, they're going to kill a lion. Now, you don't know they're poachers. You just think that, hey, maybe some attacks has been happening, you know, because that's what the movie's supposed to be about. And they have, like, you know, carcasses, like, stringed up on this tree. They get there and they shoot a bunch of lions. Bow, 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 bow. And one of them gets out of there, right?
Sorry.
And then I know.
And so that we're supposed to assume that that's like the that's how the lion turned bloodthirsty.
Well, right. They explain later what possibly is going on. But these cats wait out there. And look, Tim, I didn't went hunting before. And when I went hunting, I just went out in the bushes to shoot my guns. I didn't give a shit about bagging nothing. I didn't want to bag nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And so I always say, man, if you're a real hunter, you go grab, put on a loincloth, put on a knife in your mouth and go out there and you know, with a loincloth on. And if you come back with something.
And then if you come back alive.
You're right. Then you're the man.
If you even come back alive, you already know you're a man.
Right. You're the man and you deserve to be called a
hunter. You bring something back. You survived.
Exactly. So, you know, but that happens like in Prey, you know, the Braves will come back with their deer, their lion, you know, like, you know, we got the food, you know. But these cats are just high power weapons. I mean, they had AK-47s out there. Blah, 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 blah. And then the lion gets his revenge. Down goes one, down. And these things are very intense, Tiff. And I love it. You know, I'm like, oh, shit, this big. Because, you know, they're like 800, 1,200 pounds.
You know, I think that potentially this is maybe why I'm kind of like, about the movie. It's because it is a very, like those scenes with, like, the ancestors. It's very beautifully shot and, mm-hmm. like, has, like, a very serious tone to it, right?
Yeah.
But then there is, like, it wants me to believe that it's also sort of got this, you know what I mean? The premise is sort of goofy because a lion wouldn't do that.
Well, that was the point. But
right.
If you go to our Patreon and you watch that phrase.
We'll talk about that. I want to talk about that.
It happens. The phrase has happened. You know, they say lions don't do that. I've heard that in so many movies. Lions don't do that, but the lion is doing it, right?
Right.
So, you know, the lion kills everybody. But one of the dudes out there is a white man with shades on, Tiff, and I thought mm-hmm. he was somebody else, you know. So, you know, so then the family gets there and they meet their white uncle. You know, I can't remember the his name. What was his name?
Oh yeah, Martin.
Martin, right? And that's just the dad's friend, but not best friend.
Yeah, it's like they met. No, it's his wife's best friend. Yeah. So that's how they met each other, was through him.
And so, you know, the girls love him. One of the girls is like, she is going through so much stuff. She hates her daddy right now. Mm-hmm. You know, she like, motherfucker, you better not even open your mouth. Every time he do, she be like, bow, bow, bow. You know? I feel so bad for him as a dad because I've been there. You just like, damn, y'all can be so evil. You know, y'all just want to hurt, you know. But I like the girls. They're adorable. Without being annoying until shit started going down. So anyway.
But even so, I thought, okay, so the littler girl, so later something happens that I was like, I can't believe that happened because it's such a logical.
Me too. It was so good. Right. I know what you're talking about. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gets drunk and they explain that they got a divorce mutually. The girls blame him. You know, he tried to come back when the wife was dying. It was a problem. You know, they weren't together no more. But, you know, kids like, you know, you the daddy, that's the mama, and she's sick. So she dies. And that scene where the daughter was with Martin talking about photography, I was like, that was so orchestrated. She orchestrated that shit so bad. She was waiting for the dad to say something. She could be like, he paid 5 minutes, you know, longer than I was.
Yeah,
like,
she was like, the door has opened.
God, no. I was like, oh, God. I feel so bad for him. But I will say this, Tiffelby.
Here's the thing. Again, with the acting in this movie, because it's Idris Elba, who's powerful, obviously.
I like when he uses his real voice, Tiffelbot, without, you know, his real accent. I like him better as... Like,
isn't he British?
Yeah, yeah. I like when he's not trying to be an American and stuff like
because
that.
Because he does a fine job.
He does.
But it's
spot anyway. On when he's being himself. You
right.
Know? Yeah.
Right. I feel like if it would have been... I wish he could have just been British. Mm. I don't know why he had to be American.
No, he wasn't American. I thought he was Brit. Oh, he was. Was he American?
But he was American.
Well, his accent was pretty heavy British.
No, I think it was supposed to be some kind of coastal accent.
Okay. Okay. So.
So I was like, okay, but I think he did a good job of portraying a depressed person who is like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah, because the girls was relentless, especially the
oldest one. And he didn't know what to, like, he literally didn't know what to do. Like, coming to Africa was like the last kind of resort situation.
Right, so they had a scene where Martin takes him to the lion pride, and that scene was so intense to me because I didn't know what to do.
But also, I really hate it when they're like, ooh, these are the good ones.
Well, but that was, well.
They raised them from babies.
Yeah, and but that shit happens until they just decide
like,
to turn.
Yeah, like that grizzly man who's like, oh, the bears love him, and then he just like, gets killed or whatever because they're wild animals.
That's true, but you can buy this hook, line, and sinker because it's true. You know, the lions do accept him up to a certain point, but the one lion was hurt, and I liked the scene when they was like, hey, don't go near, hey. The queen, leave the queen alone. We like you, but we gonna kill you if you take another step because her paw was hurt, you know.
Yeah.
And so they go out, you know, to do their thing, and they start visiting. They were supposed to go to this village, and then they find out everybody in this village is dead, Tifobot. And you talk about brutality. The scenes with these people and the girls, Tiff, I could have killed the girls because I'm like, my girls would be like, they'd have been like, oh, my legs. I'd have been like walking like with one on each leg, you know. But these girls was like disappearing.
Yes. And for like no reason, because they were bored. I'm like, you're bored in a massacre village?
And Martin was like, it's still here. Please get your girls.
And here's the thing. I don't know if you've ever seen your parents terrified when they're warning you about something.
No, I never had that, you know. No.
I mean, you probably have seen the most terrified they've been when they're warning you about it, right?
I don't think I have. No.
Yeah, of course.
No.
Yes, no. Because even if the least terrified, never mind, I'm not gonna talk about this. The point is,
let's talk about the table, but it's a podcast.
No. Jesus, if my parents came to me and were literally frightened and said, "Don't go there,"
I agree with you. I agree with you. Yeah, I'm like,
oh,
daddy, scared.
Well, my parents who are my protectors and have never displayed this to me before are terrified. I am also terrified. No,
that I get, but just saying, seeing my parents, we've never had that. You know, but
no, I mean, like, but even if they were like, okay, don't cross the street without holding my hand, if that was the highest danger level they ever warned you with, then you can extrapolate and assume what it would be like if they're like, don't look back there,
and you snap into attention when it happens, you know, because you're like,
yeah, of course.
So, I was so surprised that those girls weren't like, you know, especially the young one, she wanted off again.
She seemed to be like she was obeying, but I don't know. Like, I guess we're kind of dropped in the middle of this family drama. We don't know 100% like how they behaved or whatever, but it did seem weird because clearly something terrible was happening.
It was some shit going on. And we're not in Kansas.
So whatever. It's a plot progression. Yeah. Right?
But it was frustrating for me to watch as a viewer because I'm like, this beast is out there. You know,
here's the thing. If this had happened to me, I had gone to a place and there was dead bodies and my mom and dad or whoever was like, don't go back there. And then they're like, wait right here. I'll be right back. And I wandered off. It wouldn't matter if it was life or the situation. I'm getting my ass beat.
I'm getting the F beat out of me. I'm getting my ass beat. I'm sitting there checking like closed fist to the face table, but I'm like a little kid. Like,
listen, I have hidden inside of a circular rack at
Kmart. Who has
and got
not?
My ass checked?
I got my ass beat hiding in that damn thing before. I think what kid didn't?
And you know what? I'd do it again.
She's not me.
I'd get my ass back in there again.
I was hiding at the Goodwill inside the rack, like, hey, next thing you know, my grandmother was like.
Did you ever lose yourself, get lost, and then start crying even though you did it to yourself?
No, I never cried, but I was just out there like, I'm out here on my own. I don't know what to do. Next thing you know, my grandmama again, she like, ew. So, man. So when that scene happened, it was intense. So they get in the car. They trying to get the hell out of there. Then the man is on the side of the road. I think he's a poacher, right? Because the poachers came back.
Yeah, there's like poachers, but.
And then I like to. So I'm looking at Martin like, I told my wife who went to see the movie with me, I'm like, I think he wanted them. I was like, I think his boy is one of them, man, you know? And then the little girl started talking about the Annie poachers. And I'm like, oh, they're going to be so disappointed when they find out he out here killing lions. Because I thought that's why the lions was chasing them. Until later on in the movie.
But that's not what happened. That actually probably made get it a little bit of something extra.
Well, the lion is like, you see one white. The lion is like, you see one white man, you see them all. White man. That's right, the same
the,
white
the,
man.
The
whatever.
Lion is out for blood.
Right. So what ends up happening is they're trying to get out of there, and you know Martin goes to look for the lion, and I'm like, F the lion.
Yeah, that was like, why?
F the lion. Just grab this dead body, throw him on top of the thing, and roll. And then they show the lion out there stalking him. And then, holy shit, gee whiz, what happens? You know, old boy is trapped, mm-hmm. right? He's out there. And then he's like, when he walked up, Tiff, it was two crocodiles that slithered into the water.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, this is gonna be a situation. It wasn't. It never manifested.
I don't know why it didn't. I was like,
yeah,
wow.
I thought, honestly, when that happened, I was like, oh, he's done. I thought we were just done with him.
Either this is getting you or this is getting you. One of these is getting you. Right.
So then nothing happened, which is fine, but it's obviously a plot point to keep them in.
Ooh,
which
I like when the lion, he was like, what is the hell? He's looking at me. Wait a minute. He's not attacking. Oh, shit, he set the trap. I'm the bait. I was like, oh God.
Yeah, so the lion is so crafty.
The lion was crafty, Tibblebot.
They're looking for him, right? Like, not from, they're trying to find him out, and then they get attacked.
Holy shit. And Tiff had to be one of the most, there's a scene after this I think is the most intense, but that thing is coming. Bam, 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 bam. They get in the car, they take off. Oh my God, the girl is driving and they hit something. They're going nowhere. But you see the lion tumble off the side of the hill, but you're damn. Now y'all done wrecked the car. And now it's Cujo. You know, they get the car
right.
Won't
they're
work,
doing like, and they're putting you in this position where like the cone is becoming narrower.
Oh my God.
We are going to have to confront the lion.
So intense, Tifflebot. All this car shit, I'm like, oh my God. And then like, it's 100 and something degrees. So I'm surprised they didn't go into the dehydration thing because they was like sucking on water and shit, you know. And so they figure he got a radio and they're like, well, let's check it. There's a boma over here. We can, you know, there's a high tower. And the lion comes, right? He stands up. The lion's coming. He's above him. He falls. Holy shit. These scenes where that lion is sticking his big head underneath that truck trying to get him.
Yes.
If I'm in my living room. I'm in at the movie theater like, ah! Ah! It was so intense. I was, oh my God.
So this is a scene I think we both alluded to.
Yeah, it was.
Is that you think that they kind of lead you to think that because the older girl is kind of like the character, stand-in mom. That's what happens a lot for like older children. You're like, she's going to be the one that solves problems. But it's the little girl who like solves all these problems. And the older girl keeps wandering away and causing more problems.
First of all, Tiffabot, I wanted to beat the shit out that older girl when she just
walked
away.
Yes.
I'm like, the lion is out there, fool.
See, some of those things don't like make any sense because like even if you were rebellious, it wouldn't.
She thinks
you would just be scared of a lion.
I would be scared of the lion, but it was smooth as shit when the little girl took that tranquilizer and was like right on the lion's ass, and he was
out. I saw that. I was like, I never would have thought of that. Like, I, you know, I'm a 37 year old woman, and I would just lay in the back seat and cry.
Now let me tell you something. The mistake, and this is just, I'm not in it. You know, I wish they would have just like ended the movie and like just followed the lion while he was not, and then beat his brains in or something, you know, tranquilize him again. I'm like, follow his ass. He about to go to sleep. Follow him. Stick him with something, you know, but no, they like, oh shit, we got a couple hours, you know? So I was so surprised when they found Martin and brought him back to that Jeep.
Yeah.
I thought he was done for, Jack. I mean, he got chewed up and the lion left him on that little thing. And then I was so surprised those crocodiles didn't just come on up there and get his ass.
Why were they there?
No, nothing. You know, I'm like, holy shit.
Why did you draw my attention to those crocodiles?
Yeah, because I saw both of them big bastards just slither on in there. I was like, oh shit. It's,
ooh, we're going to have some
double danger here.
Yes, that's what I thought. I was like, we're going to have two creature features. Let's see it.
Exactly.
And that did not happen.
No.
And then the poachers come back, of course.
Now, this was intense. Poachers show up. And they're pieces of shit. I'm like, oh, man, what are they going to do to the girls? You know, because at first they showed up.
I thought that they were going to human traffic them.
But you're like, okay, these guys is here for some skins. You know what I'm saying? They're not here. Come on. They're not here for that shit. But quickly they turned into major pieces of shit. And the same white boy with the shades showed up, Tifflebot, letting you know that was the white boy from the shades.
The
and not Martin. You know, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then they recognized Martin. And they about to murder everybody, right? Because they grabbed the girls. They about to human traffic the girls. They were about to kill Martin. But holy shit. Evil lion to the rescue.
They say savior and foe.
Right. So he just starts murdering everybody. And I don't know, Tiff. A lion can kill so fast, right?
I mean, I guess I don't really know. I've never seen it actually happen.
No. It takes seconds, you know? Because I was like Captain, what do you call that? What was the name of those things? You know, the little creature videos back in the day. Wild Kingdom and shit like that. I never missed an episode, you know?
You mean you're talking about like when you see it do like a zebra or something?
Or its own kind, you know?
I don't watch those because it's too sad.
It's like, bruh! You're like, holy shit.
Well, I appreciate that very succinct summation.
That's like a whole nother lion he just killed at a drop of at a snap, you know? And so I'm like, they're all going to die because he's going to kill all those like guys in like seconds and come back. So the daddy goes out because he's like, I'll get the car keys. I'm like, why don't you go get a gun? Damn, some keys. And so he came across all those dudes, Tiff. And he never looked for a gun. I was like, get the gun. And he finally gets the keys. And then he looks down and secondly.
He gets the gun.
Picks up the gun. But secondly, Tiff. Secondly. I know. He gets the gun. So how did you like this scene with the water and lion and, you know, all that? I thought it was so cool.
That's all I don't hate. You know what I mean?
No, I know you don't. I just shit like this like made it for me because why I say Jaws in the Jungle because it was always something happening, you know?
Sure.
And so he gets back. They got a car. They're saved, Tifflebot. They're rolling. But this vehicle they got has no like roof for it. And I'm like, oh shit, if that lion catches up with their ass, they done for it.
Let's go, ooh.
Yeah. So he stops by the church. And when he did, Tifflebot.
Yeah, this part I was like, why? Just keep going.
Well, he said he was almost out of gas and he didn't want to stop in a place where he wouldn't be able to, you know, do anything.
That's fair.
Right. And then I knew that church was near that pride. So at this point, I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen.
Oh, sure.
What about you? Did you?
I did not. I didn't know. Okay. I thought that the good lions would come back into play because...
You introduced it to
there was
the
a foreshadowing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's other things I thought would come into play, like crocodiles.
Yeah, and the croc, you like crocs.
So I was like, maybe I'm being misled here. Maybe I'm being bamboozled.
I could see that. Yeah, yeah. So what a problem when they went into that school. Mm-mm. You're not closing no doors behind you. You know, they're like, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, God damn, it's wide open. What are y'all doing?
You said there's a lion out here.
Right. Look, until I'm on that 747, locking the door.
I'm assuming that lion isn't asking the cabbie behind me to follow me to the airport. Right, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not turning around. Right, I'm getting
I'm on the tarmac like, where we going?
And I'm going to get, as soon as I get on the plane, what I'm going to say is, can you confirm no wild lions in America?
And the door is closed.
And until they say yes, I'm not going to get
one. Right, dude, I'm traumatized. We done went through hell. Like, right.
Yeah. Could you imagine going to the zoo? You never would.
Look, I'm at the zoo now. Like, look, I told you, like, with that tiger, I'm at the zoo, like, oh, fuck that. Let's get the hell out of here. Like,
yeah. So I think we're going to talk about, like, there's a zoo, the Henry Dorley Zoo is a big zoo near us in Omaha. And they have an exhibit where they keep a puma. It's built into the rock face.
Uh-huh.
And then the puma looks down on a group of wild pigs. Okay. Oh, wow. And all day long, this puma, when I've seen him.
He's just hungry as hell. He's just like, I'm going to get them goddamn pumas.
Paces back and forth. And I said, that's fucking torture.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, because he's going to get loose and he's going to murder everybody because everybody's going to be a pig.
Right.
Everybody's going to be a pig.
Yeah. In his mind, after a week of that shit, I'm sure everyone is already a pig.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're already fucked. Right. As soon as he's free, we're all dead. Everybody in America.
Right. So, you know, the lion shows up, Tiff.
Yes.
And it's bad. The one
he's
girl,
here.
Yeah. And he's like, that's y'all ass. You know.
I said close the doors.
Right. So
the heat's on.
He puts the girls in like a little cage room that would not last if they just all, you know, he's coming in there. And the dad's like, that's it. My ass is cooked. I need to, you know, see you later, girls. But you have a good life. And he takes off, man, you know, and I'm like, oh, he going over to the lions and stuff, but is he going to make it? Mm-hmm. He gets there, Tiff, and this is where it all falls apart for me.
Here it comes.
Because Idris starts fighting the lion, with a knife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Idris was last. He would last literally six seconds.
No, it's not gonna happen.
Six seconds he would last. And so the lion is mauling him. He's, you know, grabbing him by the arm. He's like, he's beating his ass, but it still wouldn't happen. 6 seconds.
You know? So this is why you think he dies, because, right? Because there's a slit case.
So when he's getting his ass mauled by the lion, I'm like, okay, this is the journey. This is what we saw.
Right, because he's walking through and you see through the whole thing. But then so maybe she's saving him. Maybe that's what's happening.
Maybe. So the lions come down there which is 100% true. He too close to their pride. No effing way. Mm-hmm. We're getting you. And those two brother lions just destroy this lion. Thank God. And then you hear, what was his name? Manasanti or something?
The assistant.
Yeah. You know, that he showed up and probably finished the lion off and stuff, you know, and then next thing you know, our boy in the hospital. And he ain't beat up bad enough for me, Tifflebot.
No. I think he should have been just like wrapped in bandages, head to feet.
Right. And they're like, woo.
And then at the end of the movie, they'd be like, yay, dad survived. And then they'd unwrap it and it'd be Charlotte Copley. And they'd be like, your dad died.
Or it would have been like a year later and we're unwrapping dad, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yes.
Because he got his ass mauled, you know.
His ass chewed up by a fucking deadly lion.
Yeah, but
this is like the deadly lions that won't quit.
Yeah, but they have this happy ending where he just got a little cane and they go to
the
tree.
Yeah, and I did. Okay, I did like that. You know, I thought that was cute. Here's the thing. I could have done with, like, what if they just skipped the whole hospital scene and it just said 1 year later. That would have been better.
Well, I did like when something spooked all the birds and the whole family was like, oh shit. So the picture
was not like
the mom. They were trying to do the
That's
same
why
picture.
I liked it.
Yeah, me too. And so
I thought that was cute.
Only thing I didn't like was him fighting this lion. I was like,
I don't know. That's the thing. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. This movie has like a very kind of uneven quality about it. We're like, okay, high caliber acting, even the children, very good. Right?
Every actor was phenomenal in this movie.
I'm here. I already understand that it's a silly monster, like a realistic monster.
Oh, but until you fight the lion, that was
fine. I'm here.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I'm here for it. I'm not upset.
Yeah.
So you have a very easy sell here.
Yeah.
But like, it's in some ways took itself too seriously and in some ways not serious enough.
Ain't no man fighting no 800
pound
lion.
Yeah. I did say when this movie came out, all I want to see is him punching a lion. And then I did see that.
I like when he was underneath the car and he was like kicking it and shit, you know?
That makes sense to me because like if I'm being attacked by an animal that's like near my feet and I'm going to get eaten anyway, I'm going to start kicking it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to follow it to a bunch of other lions and punch it.
They had a scene where they was both like, that thing is like 800 pounds. It's like,
yeah, you just be like,
and he would go to your neck and be like, and then making it sound like and it'd be over. Shit. So I still enjoyed it. I allowed
it. Nothing wrong with
it. I allowed it, McCoy.
And here's the thing. I love Charlotte Copley and I love Idris Elba. So it's kind of like, well,
yeah, it was a win-win. Right. Still enjoyed the hell out of it.
I bet you did.
Would like to see it again, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And the whole time.
I wonder if I would have liked this better at home.
Yeah.
I don't think the theater added any kind of particular.
It did not. The whole time I'm thinking about Ghost in the Darkness. The whole time I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Ghost in the Darkness is actually a better film. But
honestly, I agree.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on the Patreon though.
Come on over.
Right. So
come on over.
We did a damn thing.
Put that in there. That was so terrible.
No, that's great. It's going. We did the damn thing and we got it done. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego with my beautiful co-host on this beastly, triple beastly podcast. Say goodbye.
Beastly Saturday.
Say goodbye to the people, Tim.
It's been a pleasure as always.
All right. Follow us on over to the Patreon. We talk about more lions, man. But this time it's a true story. Shit.
Yeah, it's real. These lions are fucking real.
Right. We'll see you next week. And until then, we will be
on patrol.